Case, what did you tell the team after the game, and what was that speech like for you to be around those guys?
I guess first of all, I want to start off, just saying, I'll answer that question in a second. I really today, I have to first and foremost thank my Savior, Jesus Christ, and God. And, you know, I don't say that lightly. I want that to be the first thing out of my mouth today, that, you know, God's had a plan for my life, for a long time. And, it's been evident, not coincidences about, him guiding me. So, I'm extremely thankful to him. And, I think that, I want to make sure that he gets all the glory for today. That I'm just a punk sometimes, and leaning on him, leaning on God for that sort of stuff. Today was special, man. First of all, the defense played incredible. That's the best defense I've ever seen. And the guys around me on offense, that was a lot of fun playing. We had a great plan. Coaches did an incredible job of getting us all ready to go. And, it was fun. I thought we played well, and made the right plays to win. And, what was it? Three turnovers for the defense. It was pretty incredible. But after the game, I just told the guys, especially the guys that have been around last year, how special that this means to me, what it means to me, that I loved them.
What were you doing when you got the call that you actually knew you were going to join this team again?
I was in a tree with a bow in my hand, hunting white-tailed deer out in some field, 30 minutes outside of Missouri. And my wife was texting me actually during the Texans game that Ryan had gotten hurt, and then that Tom, she said Tom was limping and Shane was warming up, and so. Then I get a call from my agent, and, my heart kind of jumped a little bit, and it's been pretty wild since then.
You weren't watching football. You were just out and about.
We played on Thursday, and we got the weekend off, so I was trying to get a few hunts in, and got one or two, but, that one was pretty unsuccessful because I was on the phone the whole time. Yeah, exactly. I really didn't care about. There probably could have been a 20-pointer walk up, and I would have tried. But there was more important things going on at that point. Like I said on the field, I can't put words on it, man. It's very special. Somebody's told me before that when you don't win, that's what makes winning that much more sweet. It's very sweet. It feels really, really good.
How did it feel to play with your teammates again that you played from last year, and to play against somebody like Kubiak, who was your coach last year?
Yeah, as far as, playing against Kube, man, it really didn't matter who it was against today. I didn't think about that, but playing with my guys that I've put a lot of time in, training camp and off seasons, and that was really special. It meant a lot with pretty much the whole O-line that I played with, and Andre, DeAndre, Arian, seeing the defense light it up like that today was pretty fun too.